This is the Sakar Murli of 5th of May 2026. Essence: sweet children, only from the One Father, not from any bodily being, do you receive the blessing of peace and happiness. Baba has come to show you the path to liberation and liberation in life. Question: what effort do you have to make in order to go back with the Father and then come at the beginning of the Golden Age? Answer: if you want to go back with the Father, become completely pure. In order to come at the beginning of the Golden Age, break your intellect yoga away from everyone else and stay in remembrance of the One Father. Definitely become soul conscious. If you follow the directions of the One Father, you claim a right to an elevated status. Song: show the path to us blind ones, dear God. Om Shanti. Who sang this song? The children. Because there is only the One Father, and he is called the Creator. The creation calls out to the Creator. Baba has explained to you that you have two fathers on the path of devotion. One is of this world and the other is from beyond this world. The Father of all souls is one. Because of having one Father, all souls call themselves brothers. They call out to that Father, O God the Father. O Supreme Father, have mercy, forgive me. Only the One God is the protector of devotees. First of all, explain that you have two fathers. The Father from beyond is the same one for everyone, whereas everyone's worldly father is different. Therefore, which one is greater, a worldly father or the Father from beyond this world? A worldly father can never be called God or the Supreme Father. The Father of souls is only the one Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul. The name of souls never changes, whereas the names of bodies change. Souls play their part through different bodies, that is, they take rebirth. Only the Father comes and explains how many births souls eventually take. Children, you don't know about your own births. The Father comes in Bharat, and his name is Shiva. They understand that Shiva is the Supreme Soul, and they also celebrate the birthday of Shiva, or the night of Shiva. He is incorporeal, just as souls are incorporeal. He comes into a corporeal form from the incorporeal in order to play his part. Incorporeal Shiva cannot play a part without a body. People don't understand these things at all. They are completely blind. Everyone's body has two physical eyes, but souls do not have the third eye of this knowledge, which is also called the divine eye. Souls have forgotten their Father, for this is why they call out, show the path to us blind ones. The path to where? To the land of peace and the land of happiness. The bestower of salvation and the Satguru for all is one. Human beings cannot become gurus for human beings and grant them salvation. Neither do they themselves attain salvation, nor are they able to grant it to others. Only the One Father grants salvation to all. Remember that One Father, Alpha. The Father explains, no human being can grant liberation. Liberation in life, peace or happiness for all time to anyone. Only the One Father can grant the blessing of peace and happiness. human beings cannot grant it to human beings. The people of Bharat were Satopradhan when they were the golden-aged residents of heaven. Souls were pure. Bharat was called heaven when souls were pure and Satopradhan. You know that 5,000 years before today, Bharat truly was Satopradhan heaven. It was the kingdom of Lakshmi and Narayan. It is now the end of the Iron Age, and this is called hell. When this Bharat was heaven, it was very wealthy. There were palaces studded with diamonds and jewels. The father reminds you, children, of this. It became the kingdom of Lakshmi and Narayan at the beginning of the Golden Age. That was called heaven, paradise. The father explains that it is no longer heaven. Baba only comes in Bharat. The birthday of incorporeal Shiva is celebrated, but no one knows what he does. The father of us souls is Shiva. We are celebrating his birthday. They don't even know the biography of the father. It is remembered. Everyone remembers God at a time of sorrow. They call out, O God the Father, have mercy. We are very unhappy because this is the kingdom of Ravan. They continue to burn an effigy of Ravan every year, but they don't know who Ravan with 10 heads is. Why do we burn him? What sort of enemy is he that we make an effigy of him and then burn it? The people of Bharat don't know this at all, because they don't have the third eye of this knowledge. That is why they want the kingdom of Rama. There are 5 vices in man and 5 vices in woman, and that is why this is called the community of Ravan. The 5 vices of Ravan are the greatest enemy, and that is why people make an effigy of him and then burn it. The people of Bharat don't know who Ravan is, the one whom they burn. No one even knows when the kingdom of Ravan came into existence. The father explains that the golden and silver ages are the kingdom of Rama, and that the copper and iron ages are the kingdom of Ravan. It was the kingdom of Lakshmi and Narayan in the golden age. No one knows how or from whom they received their kingdom. These matters have to be understood. Attention has to be paid to these things. The Father is the most beloved, and this is why they call out to him on the path of devotion. When it was there, Lakshmi and Narayan's kingdom in Bharat, there was no name or trace of sorrow. It is now the land of sorrow, and there are so many religions. In the golden age there was just the one religion. No one knows where all of these souls will go, because they are all blind. No one receives a third eye of this knowledge from the scriptures. Only the ocean of knowledge, the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, gives you the eye of this knowledge. Each of you souls receives a third eye of this knowledge. Souls have forgotten how many births they have taken. Where did the kingdom of the deities of the Golden Age go? It is remembered that human beings take 84 births. They speak of a cycle of 84, but which souls take 84 births? Those who come into Bharat first are the deities. They take 84 births and become impure by the end. People sing, O Purifier. This proves that they themselves are impure, which is why they call out, O Purifier, come and purify us. How can those who are impure purify anyone else? The father explains, for half a cycle it is the path of devotion in the kingdom of Ravan. The people of Bharat have experienced so much sorrow because of the five vices. They take 84 births. This calculation has to be explained. At first in the golden age you are Sato Pradhan, and then in the silver age you are Sato. Alloy becomes mixed into souls. The father only comes in Bharat. There is the birthday of Shiva. All other souls take birth through a womb. The father says, I enter an ordinary old body at the end of this, the last of many births. This explanation is not given to just one person. This is a Gita Patshala. This Raja Yoga is taught to you human beings in order to change you into deities. You have come here to attain the sovereignty of heaven that only the Father can give you. No one becomes a king just by studying the Gita. In fact, he becomes even poorer. The Father gives you this knowledge of the Gita and makes you into kings. By listening to the Gita from others, you have become poor. When it was the kingdom of Lakshmi and Narayan in Bharat, there was purity, peace and prosperity. It was a pure family ashram. There was no mention of violence there. Violence began in the Copper Age. This has become your condition by using the sword of lust. In the Golden Age, you were 100% solvent and Sato Pradhan. None of the sages or holy men or any other people know this secret. The Father, who is the ocean of knowledge, the purifier, comes and tells you the way to become Sato Pradhan. Look what people's condition has become by following Ravan's dictates. Even kings fall at the feet of the idols and sing the praise of those who were pure kings in the past. You are full of all virtues, and we are degraded sinners. We have no virtues. Then they say, have mercy on us. Come and make us worthy to be in a temple. No one can understand how the Father comes and once again carries out the establishment of the original, eternal deity religion. You now understand that you belonged to the deity religion. We became warriors, merchants and shudras and took this many births. And we are now completing our 84 births. The cycle of the world has to turn again. This is why you once again have to become pure here. No one who is impure can go back to the land of peace or the land of happiness. The father explains that you who were Sato Pradhan have become Tamo Pradhan. You have come from the Golden Age into this Iron Age. You once again have to become Golden Aged, for only then can you go to the land of liberation and the land of happiness. Bharat was a land of happiness. It is now a land of sorrow. You heard in the song, show the path to us who are blind. How can we go to our land of peace? Those people say that God is omnipresent, that he incarnates in this and that, etc. Would the father become Parsuman and kill anyone? Scripture story of Rama with an axe. That is impossible. The father explains how you have taken 84 births in this cycle. Now remember me, Alpha. O souls, become soul conscious. by becoming body conscious, you have become completely poverty stricken and unhappy. You have become the residents of hell. If you wish to become the residents of heaven, you definitely have to become soul conscious. Souls shed their bodies and take others. Your 84 births have now come to an end, and you have to go to the beginning of the Golden Age. Now remember me and break your intellect's yoga away from others. You may live at home with your families, but keep the faith that you are souls. A soul sheds his body and takes another. Now become soul conscious and remember me, and the alloy will be burnt away. You will become pure, and I will then take all you children back home with me. If you don't follow my directions, you will not claim such a high status. Lakshmi and Narayan claimed a high status. When it was their kingdom, there were no other religions. All other religions started to come in the Copper Age. In the Golden Age, there were few human beings. Now, because there are many religions, they have become so unhappy. The deities became impure, and they could therefore no longer call themselves deities. They then gave themselves the name Hindu. The father explains, when you were worthy deities, you ruled the whole world and you were all very happy. You have now become unhappy. Bharat was heaven and it has now become hell. No one can therefore make hell into heaven without the Father. Deities are called completely viceless. People here are completely vicious. They are called impure. Bharat was the temple of Shiva, established by Shiv Baba. The Father creates heaven and Ravan makes it into hell. Ravan curses you, whereas the Father gives you your inheritance for 21 births. Now each of you has to remember the Father and not any bodily beings. Bodily beings are not called God. There is only the one God. The Father gives you an unlimited inheritance and then Ravan curses you. At this time, Bharat is cursed and experiencing a great deal of sorrow. Ravan now has to be conquered. It is remembered when you donate the vices, the omens of the eclipse are removed. Other physical eclipses are shadows over the earth. The Father now says, there are the omens of the eclipse of the five vices over you. You have to donate these five vices. The first donation to make is that of never indulging in vice. It is this sword of lust that makes human beings impure. Accha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bapdada. The spiritual Father says Namaste to you spiritual children. Essence for Dana. 1. Pay full attention to this knowledge that the Father teaches you. In this last birth, understand your 84 births with your third eye of this knowledge and become pure. 2. In order to be saved from being cursed by Ravan, stay in remembrance of the One Father. Donate the five vices. Follow the directions of the One Father. Blessing. May you be seated on the heart throne and adopt a crown and a tilak by being Bapdada's helpers. When a king is seated on his throne, a tilak and a crown are the signs of that. Similarly, those who are seated on the heart throne always have a tilak of their soul conscious stage visibly sparkling on their forehead. It can be seen from afar. The good wishes of benevolence for all souls is visible in their eyes and on their faces. Their every thought, word, and action are equal to those of the Father. Slogan: in order to have easy remembrance, imbibe the virtue of an easy nature and make your sanskars easy and simple. Avyakt signal: constantly experience an unshakable, immovable, and constant stage. Those who have imbibed power in their practical lives through this knowledge of the Dharma can never have any upheaval. This point of the Dharma provides the special power to remain constantly unshakable and immovable. Those who have imbibed it in the form of power can never be defeated. Every scene of this benevolent Dharma has one or another benefit merged in it. Be patient and practice seeing everything as a detached observer, and you will remain unshakable and immovable. Om Shanti.